Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm crazy. I should probably do some self-work.
Oh, I did scream at that.
Wow. Wow.
I should probably do some self-work.
Wow.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
It's reality games presenting. Love is blind.
Yeah. Wow.
The brilliance of the innocence.
You say innocence, I say...
Well, children, let's be honest.
I say...
The wisdom of children.
Or the foolishness of denial.
Yeah. Fuck her. Fuck Josh. Fuck them all.
Well, looks like they're going to be fucking each other.
Yeah.
And pretty...
Spoiler alert. I don't know if you've seen it.
I saw it. She sent it to both of us.
Spoiler alert.
We were on the same text thread. I commented.
I'm telling our listeners, not just you.
But you
sometimes I... Jesus. There's footage of them. I don't know how recent it is.
We don't know how recent.
But it is them together at a football game. Jackie.
Not really, because we know they're together.
Douchebag.
We know they're together, and we know that they're going to be... Especially Josh wants to be a douchebag influencer and have his hot girlfriend.
I just want to rip those stupid ears off of him. Not that she's any better, but honestly, they kind of deserve each other.
They do. I do hate his perfect little nose. I like this nose. He's hand. But
please, okay. His personality should completely disgust you.
It does. It does. Don't worry me. It does.
You were about to say he's cute.
What?
That should repel you.
It does, but I can still see someone is physically attractive.
Yeah.
And they're still repellent. Doesn't mean I want to do anything with them.
Really?
I'm not like you. I don't want to hate myself when I get fucked sometimes.
Well, I think you probably
most
do and
time.
You won't admit it.
Most of the time. Yo, this is Love is Blind.
Thank you, Next.
Thank you, Next. Season 4, episode 10. Thank you, Next. As Poodle says, big news. Huge news,
huge.
Y'all. The Love is Blind reunion is going to be live. It's going to be on April 16th. It's going to be, I believe, at 5 p.m. Pacific time.
So 8 Eastern. 7 Central.
In what mountain?
Well, 6 Mountain.
You don't know because they do things weird. Poodle, I'm proud of you. You're much better at that.
2 a.m. Greenwich Meridian.
When we
time.
Were on the TVT Time app, you sucked at this. Or what was that app called?
Oh, it was called like 8 things.
It was like so many different things.
GoPro.
If you were with us back then, we love you. We really do.
There were some who were with us back
also,
then.
Also, what's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
That you're sticking with us this long.
Oh,
no, but so they're going to do live. So Because Jake and I, especially Poodle, doesn't have anything to do that Sunday, a.k.a. Poodle's already staying at an Airbnb in Anaheim because he has a rehearsal
can't drive
for
back
his
and
show because he can't drive back and forth.
Because it's about an hour and 10 minutes.
So I'm being forced to drive all the way down to Anaheim
y'all,
so we can do a live watch and chat.
We will be broadcasting from behind the orange curtain.
Behind the orange curtain.
In an Airbnb. Where someone might have died.
We hope that they have good internet. They said they do.
He has Poodle promised just emailed me. Them. He has promised me the host, who is a super host. Sorry, host.
He's a super host.
Super host.
A super host.
Super host.
So this could go horribly wrong, aka like the one and only time we did Crowdcast.
Fuck them. Fuck them forever.
Fuck them more. Who do you want to fuck off more, them or Josh and Jackie?
Crowdcast will always fuck off the most.
Okay, Crowdcast or Ceramics?
I'm not mad at Ceramics per se. I'm angry at the system that made me that left me with nothing. That if you don't know what we're talking about, the was it what episode was our toe?
We've done
episode?
So many show. I don't even remember what we talked about.
I think it
about.
Was our last toe episode where I talked about being in ceramics. Some people thought that I was young, that I was a camper.
Oh no!
And that I was an adult taking classes with children.
He was in his like
I was
early
in my mid-20s.
Yeah,
I wasn't a child.
No,
everyone in my class was a child, but me.
But he took 14, 12-year-old ceramics.
Younger,
10.
They're like 10.
Wow.
And they made shit. It all was garbage. All stupid shit like
take
dogs.
It home.
And anyway, they had no creativity and no drive. And I was doing things that were, I was sketching. I was really doing things that were kind of like upper level art, you know.
I think one of those campers you're talking about now is a showrunner. Is working on a Selena Gomez movie and owns a house in Silver Lake.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
something
no drive.
Like that.
No drive.
What I was saying is they had no drive to do anything. I was the only one trying to make art in there.
You need to tell Lana that story. She'll like that.
And so I may – all of my – the three or four really good pieces that I made all broke in the kiln.
I know.
And – at the end, I just swiped some stuff that the kids left because they weren't going to take it. Some people were saying, you stole from children. No, they didn't want it. They made so much, they'd already sent everything else home. And yes, I'm still angry about it. Anyway.
I'm sorry I brought that up.
That story is from Toe. I don't hate ceramics.
Okay. So Crowdcast is still number one for
the
you.
Injustice that was done to me that summer is pretty far up there. That's just trauma.
So we're not using Crowdcast.
No.
But what we're going to be using, for the people on the $15 tier, you're going to be used to this. But y'all, we're going to do this. You have Love is Blind at the $8 and the $5 tier, so we're giving it to all of you.
You all get a YouTube Live.
One time only. One time only.
And so how this works, if you've never done a YouTube Live, is we send you a link. And we're literally going to be watching the show. This is kind of different because we're going to be watching the show at the same time, I guess, with the computer on us.
Yes, I'm going to kind of set up the computer and it'll be on us so y'all can, so we won't be fully interacting with y'all. We'll be
sometimes chatting.
We'll be looking, but we'll also be glued to the screen, but we'll be able to, cause y'all, we've got to start it at the same time. It starts at 5:00. So we all will be able to watch it.
And remember
together.
This is the reunion, not the actual finale.
No, the reunion on April 16th. So what we're going to do is, it'll be a post. You'll get a, so if you already get an email on Patreon, there's a new post. I believe Supercast does as well. I will post it just to make sure. I will post it just so everyone's ready. I will post it, let's say, 30 minutes before the live.
Yeah.
At 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. So that way it makes sure, you know what, I'll do an hour. An hour before, so that way everybody can make sure they have the link. We asked.
Make sure you do it, because if you don't promise that people are going to be screaming at you where it is.
It'll be an unlisted YouTube link. Please don't share it with other people, because they didn't pay for it, y'all. You did. And so It'll be an
You're taking money away from me.
But it'll be a link in the Supercast. We can even make it'll be in the we'll make sure it's available for Supercasters and Patreon people. And and you just click on that YouTube link and we'll be live, and we'll probably jump on about maybe 10 minutes before.
Yeah. I'm just glad
it's exciting.
I'm just glad that I'm going to have enough to do that week.
Hopefully the reunion's only an hour. What if it's like 2 hours?
You'll have to go.
You'll just leave in the middle of it and I'll just be sitting there.
I literally have rehearsal at 7 p.m.
I'll be just
that
sitting
day.
There in somebody else's house, kind of like my old hookup days.
And you don't know who owns it.
I'm just sitting there, yeah, but someone.
And your money's gone.
This is exciting. Also, too, y'all, I posted in the Sissy Squad, and I'll post it on Twitter, but they're doing a lot of Love is Blind events where they're actually making different pods, and you can go and meet different cast members. Like, you can actually go and meet Cole, I think, in Nashville.
Who else is doing
I don't
it?
Know. I just saw Cole, and I went, Cole! In Nashville, and
maybe
also...
Maybe we can meet Zenib.
No. Thankfully, she's not coming to Los Angeles, but Cole is, too. And y'all... I'm going to go to it. So if
bring vegetables.
Poodle can't because he'll be in Orange County. But yep. If you're going to go, let me know. I think I'm going to go to the Love is Blind, the pod thing. It's like the day before. So just Google, check on those links. It's very exciting. A lot of exciting things.
And I just want to sleep.
I know. You're having the week I had last week. So I feel for you.
It's going to be 3 weeks
but
of it.
But you know what? You will get it done.
No, I will. It's just, we, you know, y'all, I'm sure as you know everything in your life, somehow something gets moved earlier, something gets pushed later, and every little thing you've planned to make your life not a giant pile of fat, hot garbage just doesn't work.
Including sometimes bangings. Sometimes you have to postpone those too.
When I'm so busy like this, I can't get banged. I'm too busy.
Oh, no.
My brain doesn't stop.
Maybe you have an old, but...
No. It's not that I can't do it. Not that I can't find the time. I'm not looking for it. It hit my head. So you could just need to love me for who I am.
I will, but maybe, I don't know. Maybe
don't
when
you
you're...
tell me what
maybe
to do.
When you're in behind...
I'm like Jackie. Just love me.
Maybe
just
when you're behind the orange curtain, you can like go on grinding your new blood. It'll take you 30 minutes.
No.
All right, let's talk about
Josh and
Jackie.
I don't mess with Orange County dick.
I knew. It's not so much a spoiler, I think, that they're together now, because as soon as they had this date and she kissed him on the lips at the end of the day, I went, oh, they're together.
Yeah.
100% together.
I could see them, not that I think they have a lot of basis, I could see them having some type of longevity because they will both keep going back to each other because they are so firmly entrenched in their own patterns.
Yeah, and what's really gross, that's so true. And what's so gross too is that I get it. You fall in love with people and you're hurt, and it's a weird thing that they're doing. So not that Josh's feelings of wanting to be with her are valid, but the way he goes about it of, I guarantee you if he's on the so sadly now he's probably going to be on the fucking reunion.
Probably.
I'm sure he will be. And this
he's perfect match material.
And this probably feels like this was winning to him.
It does. He wanted to steal Marshall's girl.
Instead of being like, it could have been a really great moment of like not making it about him and like even having a transparent conversation. I don't know, try to have it with Marshall or whatever, but no. So basically, y'all, we find out from Jackie. She says, I was immediately attracted to Josh when I saw him outside of the pods. I was like, yeah, we got that, bitch.
Yeah. She said, when I heard his voice, the hair on my arm stood up.
Oh, God.
Oh, y'all, I've been that in my 20s. That man is never who you need.
And he's in jail.
Yeah.
At least the one that did, or is he out now?
He was wanted by me and by the county.
Is he out now? Or?
He's out.
Well, that's good.
He's out. He's making changes.
Doesn't live close, does he?
Yeah. No, I'm way past it.
Good, good, good.
I got the ick.
So Jackie said, I was living when I walked in and I hate watching this. Why did I? Oh.
Livid.
Oh, that's just me saying I hate watching this. Sorry. She didn't say that. I said that.
Josh basically says, she tells him about she tells about Marshall leaving, Marshall being too sensitive.
Josh's like, yeah, I get that. He said, you know, and I'm terrible with emotions. And
Jackie said, me too.
Me too. Great. Let's stay. That's perfect.
We're both completely shut down. Perfect.
I mean, who knew more than Kwame? These two are perfect match material.
They are. I think, though, unfortunately, perfect match has a premise of people who are not dirtbags.
But are dirtbags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to kind of feel like you're not a dirtbag to get invited.
Yes.
I'm still not sure how Shane got on that show. But remember, the edits that we've seen...
I'm sure.
Well, but I'm saying the edits we've seen were kind in a show way. The edits we've seen of these two people are not kind.
No, they're
so
not.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't know if they will be invited back. I have a feeling Netflix isn't too happy with them either.
No, that's true.
So,
by the way, did we already close the vote for the Bi-Curious?
No, it's tomorrow.
By the time this airs?
Yes, it's been closed.
Well, I hope you voted. Well, if you're new in the $5 tier, you saw there's a poll for everyone in Patreon. Y'all get to vote what you want to choose for the Bi-Curious option.
You got an email.
So congratulations. Raging Stallion, Road Hard, Put Up Wet, won again. That's what we'll be
for
watching.
8 months in a row.
Who knew?
It gets better with every viewing.
Top of the box office.
Literally. So, no, the three choices were Queen's Court, which is where Holly Robinson Pete and her husband, who's some sports person. Fuck that. It's Holly Robinson Pete.
I like to like her.
And
Queen Court's the other one.
And Tamar Braxton and Nevaeh and I think who... Something.
Why are
Evelyn
you going
Lozano?
Through this? It doesn't matter. They've already voted.
That's true. Never mind. Queen's Court is a good show. I was really pushing for that. I watched one episode and I really enjoyed it.
I don't think it's going to win.
Yeah.
I don't think it won.
Yeah. I think the title is really bad. No one knows what it means.
Name. I think the Amish show is going to win. We'll see.
Return to Amish is in the lead right now.
We'll see. If
and then the second choice was, another choice was. Why am I blanking?
Because you got too much shit in your brain and you haven't been digged down in Dallas.
I do have way too much shit in my brain.
You do.
The show that was in the middle
was... People are screaming because it doesn't matter anymore. But let's look. It is Farmer Wants a Wife.
Thank you. People are saying it's great.
Well.
I have not seen that one.
It's not in the lead. We'll see. At the time of this era.
But Return to Amish, I've seen a couple of episodes all throughout, and I'm a sucker for swearing in Dutch. they all have something where they have like cursing in Dutch because they can't say it in English.
Oh.
And they say, I would have found a good English girl to settle down with. That's their term for non-Amish English.
English. Okay.
I assume you've never seen the show, right?
Never.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, so Jackie's talking about Marshall being too sensitive, and she's saying, again, when I told him to be more aggressive. Now, she does say something that does give me pause. She says, when I told him I wanted him to be more aggressive, he left for 3 days. That was not shown to us. We thought he left for a night. I would say, I do think she's really shitty the way she did this. However, if I only had a month to stay with someone... I told them something and they got upset. And if they bailed on me for 3 days, I don't know if I could be with that person.
He is complicit in the breakdown of their relationship.
He is not innocent in this at all. Thank you for saying that.
He is complicit. I think what I'm... And to me, it's not what she... Her actions in this relationship I have a problem with. It was what she is saying and how she did it.
How she did it, yeah.
Yes. The words that are coming out of her mouth and how she did it.
And also the lack of, it's like, this is Jackie. She's hot and cold. Because Josh says, how do you think Marsha will feel? And she immediately says, I don't care.
Yep.
So this is someone that you loved and said you didn't want to marry. But because Jackie's hurt, she's going to completely toss him aside like garbage.
I'm going to add to that and say that it's that she can't take on, and also that she can't take on any more of anyone else's feelings because hers are so strong.
Yeah.
So when you ask, how does he feel? And she's like, I can't even see his feelings from where I am.
I don't think she has any empathy for a lot of people at all.
I agree. And I think sometimes people who have so much trauma in their life, there is no room for it. Also, you guys, empathy is something we have to be taught.
Yeah.
And I don't feel children don't come out of the womb having empathy.
You say that so sternly. Children.
Children. You have to teach the children well.
Oh, boy. That's true, though.
Empathy needs to be taught. Animals don't have empathy.
Oh, God.
You think your dog has empathy.
I might have to sneak some of my gummies to you. You're on edge.
No, I'm on a tear.
So she says, I don't care. I chose wrong. And Josh says, well, do you see yourself marrying me? And she said, I could. I just want to see where
maybe
things go. Maybe. And then she gets up and kisses him, and I went, this is still shitty as fuck. The way she does it is, because she's mad. I get it. She's mad at him for leaving her for 3 days, and it seems like he, at least from the way we heard it, he ghosted her for 3 days, no contact. So she's doing the same to him now. I'm not showing up at the wedding thing. Well, I'm not going to tell him,
The reason why it seems that this comes out of nowhere is because she doesn't tell us how she felt about him being gone for 3 days.
Yeah, no, she didn't at all.
And it does feel like a little bit of a failure that we didn't get a talking head with her about that. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she wouldn't talk about it. Or she said, I don't know, he just left. I'm pissed at him. And that was all you got.
Show us that.
Yep.
And Marshall tells his friends, Jackie's not coming up. I'm done talking. And he leaves. So we're going to, they do the wedding dress trial. But first, let's just kind of finish out Marshall and Jackie. I think that makes more sense.
Because this, y'all, this is the end, my friend.
This is the
end. As the Doors once said.
I hope we don't see more. Well, I don't think so. Because we watched we should say, because just of our recording schedule, we watched this episode and the next episode.
Yeah.
So just, we haven't said any spoilers yet, but they could slip out. So just watch episodes 10 and 11.
I'm just saying this is the end of them together.
Yeah, I was about to say, hopefully we don't see them anymore, but we don't see them in episode. We don't see them in the next episode, and then it's the weddings, so I don't think they're going
to
be there.
It's not that I don't wish to see either of them anymore. I do not wish to see Josh anymore. I think it was annoying bringing him back from the first place.
He was calmer when he wasn't drunk, but he's still annoying.
He wasn't really a cast member who was featured that much. He was obviously brought in to stir the pot, and it wasn't nice.
Probably what happened when they did that, they filmed this, and of course, probably, maybe they gave each other their phone number or something like that in the pods.
I don't think they're allowed to do that. Maybe they are.
Well, they don't have their phones in the pods, but then they go out to the real world, so maybe somehow they were texting, and the producer's like, okay, they're going to get together, let's add him back in. But I agree with you. No more Josh.
So, y'all, Marshall comes home from the tux situation where he knows Jackie was not there. Mm-hmm. And she says, hello, how are you? And he goes, I need answers.
Why did you not accept my proposal? Why did you accept my proposal?
And then Jackie's like, well, you don't understand. In the pods, what I felt for you was real. And the outside got to us. That's not accurate.
No way you would ghost someone like this that you feel. Well, I guess if you really love somebody, but I guess if you're hurt by someone you love, you would treat them this. Some people would treat them this.
I'm just saying, what do you think about the veracity of the statement that the outside got to us?
Not at all.
That's it. It is literally not the outside
part of the statement.
Reality got to you. If that's what she's calling the outside, I hate to say what life for you is like.
Yeah.
Because nothing is like the pods. The connections you form in the pods is what's supposed to last on the outside.
Yeah.
And for Jackie, it seems like she's like, she never could meld the person who she knew in the pods, the idealized form of Marshall, the white knight that she saw, with the guy she met who was a little shorter than the guy she normally dates.
Mm-hmm.
Not as she said, I'm using her words, less hood than mm-hmm. the guy, not a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Who she normally dates. She could not square this man in any stencil outline of a guy she's normally with.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's never been in a relationship, y'all. She's immature, and she's especially emotionally immature.
And she has a low self-worth.
Yeah. All those things. And
she always felt less than, I think, with Marshall.
Yeah.
But in kind of like in seeing this, the way Marshall comes out this, I do, because Marshall said got to us or got to you. But even as Marshall talks, like, he handled himself pretty well. But there is a little bit, I feel like, of when Marshall's like, I never asked anything of you. Anything.
That's not true.
That's not true. Marshall does. He's got that savior complex and a little bit of martyrdom right now.
Yeah.
I would like, no, dude, you fucking pushed her to speak when she didn't want to speak. Like, you, there were these little, like, micro, like the jacket that you talked about.
Yeah.
These little micro things that felt ick. And I could feel as someone like Jackie, who is used to doing what she wants to do and not having someone tell her what to do.
Yeah. No. I would have, someone like Marshall is the worst possible person for someone like me.
Oh, I'm talking about Jackie. I know that for you.
Yeah.
This would, you don't tell a piano cat what to do after 11 p.m.
And like, if you try to put a jacket on me, first of all, you better need to restrain me physically. Or I'm going to get in your face. And then I'm going to get so drunk at this party, you're going to wish you'd never come.
And then you're going to try to fuck them. Because
slutty, and most likely your enemies.
Yeah, slutty all. I'm this way. Slutty all. Once you get drunk, slutty always prevails over indignation.
It's the next step, really.
It's the next step, really.
So this idea, Marshall keeps saying, like you said, I did nothing but do right by you, blah blah blah. And I said, this is kind of what you wanted all along.
It kind of
in a
like
weird
that,
way.
The martyr thing. Yeah.
Yeah. This is kind of the best thing you could have hoped for when you saw yourself having problems. So you can tell your friends, I was a good guy. I was the best guy. And later on, your friends will agree with you and say, you're just a stand-up guy, Marshall, and reinforce that. And the next relationship he goes into, he still won't have learned that you can't be codependent AF and think that that's okay for a relationship.
Exactly. When he said that line, everything has always been on your terms. I had a little bit of you spot it, you got it. Because I think they both weren't very compromising in some ways.
Yeah.
Yes, him more than her. But again, like this idea that, again, the type of sex and love she wanted, he just deemed it as toxic.
Yeah.
The fact that he wouldn't even talk to her about that. He didn't want to talk about that. He didn't want to talk about his sensitivity in bed because that makes him probably feel emasculated in some way.
Well, I think
that was his term.
I think that early in any relationship to talk about, they'd only been having sex for how long?
But it's different because of the pods. They've had like 2 weeks of talking to each other.
Yeah, I got you.
So I don't think that's a comparable. I agree with you.
A physical relationship, though. Because some people hadn't even had any physical relationships.
No,
at that point.
True. It's just there's nothing we have to compare it to. That's basically.
I think it's that people who think they know what they need sexually at age 26, and they have to. They
boy, I didn't know.
Yeah,
boy,
it seems like I think she needs to feel less than. In the bedroom, outside the bedroom, everywhere.
Well, again, it's that she needs that hit of like dopamine that causes that. Because she says, give me something. You've got to give me something. That feeling of you know when you know. So, which I would say that Jackie at least proves the experiment did not work for her because love is not blind.
Yeah, I want to see her. Them ask her that.
It's not because she needed that sexual feeling.
Yeah. That sexual feeling.
And so at first I was like, okay, Jackie's kind of putting it out there. She was a dick for ghosting him, but okay. But then when she said, I can't love you because I'm attracted to Josh. And I went, those are two different things.
Yeah.
And you're just throwing this in his face.
Yeah.
You asshole.
And Marshall's basically like, this is very hurtful. And then he says, I want my ring back. You shouldn't have accepted my proposal. And then Jackie's like, I'm keeping the ring. And that's when I went, goo, 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 goo.
Because I love you and those feelings are real when you gave. Bitch, give the ring back, you stupid, petty woman.
I will say this.
Person, human.
I will say this. Don't try to say, I want to keep the ring because you think it's any feelings. Just say it's pretty and I want it.
Yeah.
Don't say the feelings were
just
real
when
you had it.
Say it's pretty and you want to sell it.
And the next thing Marshall said was, well, okay, fine, keep it. And every time you see it, you're reminded of what you passed up. That was a great line.
It was. She's just going to pawn it.
Yeah.
Or
try to sell it online or something like that. And that was the moment where I went, yeah, you're unredeemable.
That when she said she's keeping it, or she's going to save it and give it back at the reunion and be dramatic about it. I could see her doing that too for the attention because she likes the attention.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I agree. When she said that, I went, yeah, you're girl. Yeah, you were trash.
I don't even know if you ever really, in this case, I don't know if what you ever had was real. And
I agree.
You're basically saying what you had in the pods was real, but as soon as you saw him, it evaporated. And
can I just say without no personal responsibility?
Right.
You know, it's the outside world got to us. Instead of her just owning, I tried and I'm not really attracted to you.
Give the ring back.
She can't. That is one of the core problems with Jackie's. She cannot own her feelings.
But when she said, I'm not even sorry that I can't be with Marshall. I didn't know it's going to be Josh. I don't know if I'm going to be with anybody. Damn, I'm crazy. And y'all, this is every time she has a relationship like this, the man calls her crazy. And then she is, and it is literally a feedback loop of her saying, again, yes, I am crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. Now she just calls herself crazy. Jackie is a very, very troubled woman.
What a fall from grace. Because remember, we really liked her in the beginning.
Well, we did. There were red flags, but we thought maybe they can get past them. But she was fun. Not so much anymore.
We loved her proposal with Marshall and everything. It's like, this is why I'm scared to death of what's going to happen in these next two episodes. Because Love is Blind takes your emotions and then just burns them up.
Wow.
Like a fart.
Oh.
Like a fart on a
I don't know where you're going.
Match.
Okay, sure. You want to talk about dresses?
Please.
Please.
Please. Please.
So, I thought this, I wrote down, Micah's mother seems like the person they had cast canceled, and they had to cast a character actress from the 80s.
Yeah, it does seem like that.
She's much shorter than she is.
Yeah.
She kind of has those weird accent. She's kind of mousy.
Did she dye her hair the last time we saw her?
She did.
And it's dark.
It's so brown.
It's so dark.
And she's wearing, the dress she's wearing looks like it was bought in a thrift store.
She just looks,
30 years ago.
She looks nice, but she looks a little bit like after that first scene, she pulled Micah aside and she said, you didn't tell me this was on television. What the fuck, Micah? And then she like immediately, she called, Glenda, you got to fit me in on Friday because, yeah, Micah's going to marry a guy on TV and I got to get in there.
At Last Chance Thrift Store.
Yes. Will they cut your hair and give you an outfit?
It's just, there's something about her that just didn't feel like the other moms.
She feels out of place.
Yeah. It's late 80s character actress on sitcom nosy neighbor realness.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah.
That's really true.
I just kept being struck by how Micah's mom was different than the other moms.
Yes. Now, so they're going shopping. Guess who shows up, y'all? It's the Lachey's with Jake's favorite line of, "Will you decide to get married at the altar,
or
will you walk away forever,
or put a gun to your partner's head and pull the trigger?"
He said it, and I went, Jake just murmured to himself.
Again, that's not what happens. Stop saying it.
Jackie and Josh just proved that.
It's
Zach and Bliss have proved that. That's not.
Just drop that fucking line. I know they think that they're raising the stakes for that, but at this point, it's just absurd.
It is.
Anyway. The interesting thing about this show is the premise is so flimsy and it barely hangs together, but somehow they do it.
Because we want to know.
Yeah. Later on, we'll talk about this. Let's talk about the dresses and then we'll talk about Kwame and his friend Jack, who is hot from the pods.
Jack is hot.
Tiffany gets the dress.
He has hot friends, period.
He does. Tiffany has a dress and it's got all the details. She's like, Brett's a big design person, so he'll like this.
It was sweet, the back and forth of like Tiffany, and then you see like Brett.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song, or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Like fussing over the tuxedo. Yeah. And so, y'all, a man who cares about his appearance and knows little details like that, that's a fucking turn on for me. I'm not that way.
Yeah.
So, like, the way he just talked, he's like, I like the detail in this. I was like, ooh, that is hot.
It is hot.
A really straight man who's confident in that. Not a flouncing queen like us.
To an extent, if they're really prissy about their clothes.
No, not too pretentious, but just... Yeah. They care. That's hot.
If they care, that's a good way to say
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So the Tiffany, all the dresses are pretty good. I still think y'all, there's not a. I will say some of these dresses were a little out of the ordinary, because we often think they all look alike.
I think
they're
this
all
the was
same
the best
dress.
But pot of dresses.
We had in Four Seasons.
Yeah. I agree.
I think I remember Lauren's dress from season one being spectacular.
Because she's spectacular.
Yeah. But
she could wear a white Target bag and look gorgeous. But all her soul shines through.
But all the others, and I remember Gigi's dress with the train. But other than that, I don't remember a lot of the other dresses.
We did not like Kelly's.
Oh, that was a mess.
It was bad. But Tiffany comes out. Her dress is pretty. It's a lot of like the moms. They kind of did this moment. I almost thought about like, do we do it as a scene? But no, because it's a sweet moment. But there was just so much of like,
yeah, a lot of squealing.
Squealing and crying. It kind of got borderline ridiculous for me.
Micah is there with her birth mother, Shelby, in tow.
Yes. Now,
I did not say that. That was Michelle from Bloody Day. I think it's hysterical, and I will continue to refer to Shelby as her birth mother.
They do look much more alike. prove us wrong. I got to say, Micah, I thought, looked gorgeous in both dresses.
Oh, she can wear anything.
She can wear, but
that second dress with that back.
That dress was fucking gorgeous. Beautiful.
And she's standing up there next to her, like, 4'8" mother, and she's on a pedestal.
And Shelby's fine with it now, I guess, because she's sober.
She's not. We'll find out.
I know,
later.
But did you see Shelby, though? She was like, he's great. And I went, what the fuck
oh,
changed?
Oh, no. She just can't wait till have her, she'll have her 4:30 margarita, and she'll have different opinions.
So that's gone. Then we're going to talk about Chelsea. But before Chelsea, we get Kwame talking
to Kat. We're talking about women right now.
Okay.
So we'll go back.
Okay.
Because I'm avoiding talking about men in any way. Because Paul came after that.
Okay.
I don't want to go back and forth. I don't want to ping pong.
Oh, okay. Which is not your usual go-to.
I enjoy ping-ponging.
You do.
Normally. Service. Chelsea's... I'm going to say something, and I might get heat from this. She's starting to bug me. She bugged me the last episode. I think it's the repeating... I think it's the hyper narration of everything. Kwame's extra, so and I'm extra, so I love to be. I'm going to get something that's extra.
I knew after the engagement photos that Chelsea was going to bug you.
Oh, the engagement photos bugged
we'll
me.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But I do see a little bit of, we kind of felt like Kwame was so influencery in this, and we see Chelsea more, I went,
I don't know if she is. I think she's got a full-time job.
I think she wants a bit of that life.
Oh, really? Maybe.
I'm extra. I want to go big. I don't want to apologize for it. I think she wants a bit of that life. It'll come to more. We'll talk about it more, I think, in the next episode when they do the engagement photos, right? Because that's where I wrote down things she said where I go, huh.
And I feel like they weren't. And y'all, you can do sexy engagement photos, but these were just slutty.
Well, anyway, yeah, we'll talk about it. Her dress, the back is pretty. I do not love the front at all.
I agreed. It looked like there was like little white creatures grabbing at her boobies.
It just looked, it looked like the dress was wearing her.
Yep. Did you see Micah's face during this?
Well, they kept cutting to it, yeah.
I think Micah knows it's not going to work.
Probably.
I think Micah had scoped Kwame out way before this.
You think?
Yeah, of saying, yeah, this guy's kind of full of it.
Sorry, I just
Jesus,
breathed in.
What happened? Was a flap catch on your
throat? Yeah, I went. I was well because you made. I had to realize that.
Did you have three of your necks closed up?
Yeah, and I clutched my pearls. But
your second neck.
Grr, grr, grr. Well, I've got a second hole.
Lord.
People were happy to find that out.
I don't
You're
know,
welcome.
I don't think happy is the
well,
right
people
word.
People didn't know.
Okay. I gotta say this, and this is not really what I normally like. Bliss's dress was my favorite. I normally hate these peasant dresses with the sleeves and the flowers. It worked for her.
I hated it with every fiber.
I knew you would.
I hated it.
I knew you would. I liked it.
I thought it made her body look, she's a little more top heavy.
Yeah.
I feel like it just makes her look.
It made her look like a milkmaid.
Like a milkmaid, and just kind of, it doesn't elongate her body at all. I hated it.
I actually liked it for her.
I hated the color of the underneath, the like kind of cream that.
And I will say this. I normally hate shit like this. But for some reason in that moment, and I like her so much, I think.
I love her. And I hated this dress.
Let's go back to some of the men. Just some of the talking. We don't know what they look like.
Yeah,
who cares?
Already talked about Brett. He's picking out his suit. He's
Paul.
Paul, basically, Paul's talking to his friend. Love begins where logic ends. Compute.
But this is interesting. He says, she gets me out of my head and into my body. And that's definitely something he needs.
Best sex he ever had.
Totally.
100%, y'all.
Probably does anal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Micah knows about a second hole.
Wow.
Callback.
So.
Then we have Kwame.
Kwame. Okay. This was just ridiculous. Her life just gets easier, and mine is so hard.
Such a burden to have to be on a reality show and marry someone you're supposed to love. What a shitty life.
So, I want to know the...
Poor Kwame.
Besides the fact that he would have to move to Portland, is that what he's basing all of the compromises on?
I think so, because he's not changing his job. He's pissed that he has to move to Portland and he can't play soccer with his friends.
Yeah.
Like a fucking high school kid that's parent moves jobs and they whine to mom and dad.
But wouldn't you, I think about going in. If I'm doing Love is Blind in Seattle, I would assume I would meet someone from Seattle. And I would assume, again.
Like I said, it's a bit of a failure of casting.
I agree.
They should have worked that out before.
And I don't.
And with Micah, yeah.
This idea of him, Micah somehow makes it work.
Well, she said she lives both times. Yeah.
But Kwame is basically, every time none of the audience or none of the viewers go, dude, it's Love is Blind set in Seattle. You're from Portland. You knew you were going to move. He's getting zero sympathy for this.
Zero.
I don't know what planet he's living on.
There's no... I hope he doesn't say yes because
I can't imagine he will.
I can't imagine because you cannot go into a marriage with resentment. Full stop.
I agree with you.
You cannot go into it with that.
I want to also say how he described her. She's smart, driven. I'm in awe of who she is.
Okay.
Y'all, it's hard to fuck someone you're in awe of. You really got to work at it. I don't want to fuck someone I'm in awe of. I don't want to fuck Stephen Sondheim.
Well, hopefully not. He's dead.
Even so.
Stephen Schwartz?
No, I'm not in awe of him. I think he's a great writer. I'm not in awe of him. But what I'm saying is all of it was... kind of like the way we talk about Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah, I agree. Again,
she's a great public speaker.
I don't think he's attracted to her.
Yeah. She's smart. Great thighs.
Yeah, I don't think he's into it. But
handsome chin.
But
lovely
the more
pearls.
We're seeing of Chelsea and in next episode, I can see what he's attracting her because if Chelsea is so much about this extraness and this, because the story let us believe that Kwame wanted this big life and Chelsea wanted to have kids and have a job, have her dog.
What is a big life? What is about
he
that
said,
mean?
I wanted to travel
traveling.
The world. I want to have this big.
I was just say, for some people, kids and that is a big life.
No, I'm not. But I'm saying the way the story was shown.
I see.
Was that Chelsea was not wanting that. But now we're finding I think Chelsea wants all that too.
But she wants a baby strapped to her.
I think she wants that big, grandiose life too.
Yeah.
So maybe they do agree.
Zach is basically saying, I'm going to let Bliss choose everything. Periwinkle purple. And then he, y'all, Zach keeps overthinking things. And it's the only thing that I'm worried that he might say no, because he just is so in his head.
He can't say no. You already fucked this up once. Sorry. You got to say yes, bitch.
I agree. If he said no,
you will.
I would go to Seattle myself and kill him.
He looks like, y'all, because they show a little trailer for the Love is Blind live reunion. He looks like shit.
He looks rough.
His hair is long. He's got this big, bushy beard. Looks like a fucking mountain man.
He's not a guy who a beard looks good on.
No.
If it was cropped close, maybe, but it is way too bushy. Some guys can pull off the bushy beard. I don't think he can.
I'm not into it.
His too delicate features.
Now, they did not show Irina.
I don't want to ever see her again.
So I don't know if she'll be on. Was there anybody else that did not? They showed Jackie in that trailer, didn't they?
I can't remember.
They didn't show Josh.
No.
They showed Marshall.
I cannot remember.
I'm going to watch it again before the second one, and I'll get back to you in reporting. Matt Maher reporting for duty. Let's talk more about Chelsea and Kwame, shall we? I think that's it.
Yes.
So they meet. Let's talk about the engagement shoot. They meet Andy for their engagement shoot, and she wants, I want a sexy session. And I went, okay.
They used the word boudoir. This was not boudoir. This was like sportswear you take off right before you fuck.
Looked like something in the East Bay magazine.
I just want to say, have your engagement shoot. I don't have a problem with that. Don't make me look at it, because I'm not going to want to do that. If you force me, I'll go, yeah, that's nice, and then I'll quickly move on to something else. But
I talk about this, because I'm of two minds.
Yeah.
No, I was letting you finish.
I was just going to say, I know when some people have that, it's fine. What I would rather have, it seemed like this was to make her feel sexy and to be with the sexiest man because she didn't think she was pretty enough to get a hot guy.
Yeah, that's how
that's what it felt to me.
Because she said before, like, I want to show him off. I want him to show me off. And what that tells me, and that's a little concerning, that means you really care about what other people think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that means that you're going to put a post up and you're going to be looking for those likes.
It does seem like she's really happy to have him as arm candy.
Yeah. And so it makes me wonder, do you love him or do you love this?
You know what?
Fantasy of this beautiful model.
I think we get a lot of different pictures of Chelsea. Every different, not,
I kind of don't know who she is.
It is, I do think the girls really like her.
Which
she
makes
seems
me
to
put some trust in it.
Yeah. I think Chelsea doesn't know who she wants to be for the camera.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it. I think she's one of these people who's extremely worried about being liked after this show.
Yeah.
So I think she's doing a lot.
It makes me, I wrote down later, are we not seeing some things behind the scenes that feels like we're not seeing the whole, it feels like we're not seeing the whole picture of the relationship though, suddenly.
It's true.
Right? Like,
and we're only seeing him have second thoughts and we're only seeing her going, oh my God, I'm so excited to marry this man who is the man of my dreams.
Yeah.
So maybe we are not seeing the good moments with him.
Because he says, and it's a thing, when we've had our lows, but when we had highs, they're crazy
highs. And I went,
when? And that's what I said, when? I went, what day?
I think this storyline could be becoming a victim of an edit.
Of a gotcha?
Of an edit. At least an edit for him.
You mean that he'll say yes?
I don't know. I don't want him to.
I can imagine that.
I don't want him to.
I don't want him to either.
But there's something in, I think you brought up a good point. I think it's in the edit that, because Kwame has been kind of reviled since as soon as we got out of the pods.
Yeah.
In his act, especially with Micah and different things, and the way he's kind of talked about Chelsea. I don't know. I think it's definitely easier to give him an edit like this because he does seem to him and Hall a lot about what he says about Chelsea.
Yeah. I will say something that bothered me about Chelsea. I've never noticed before, but there was just so much light. I think because I loved her, I never realized that I hate the way she does her eye makeup. I don't like the colors. She doesn't blend it really well. And I know it could be better because her wedding makeup is gorgeous. It's fantastic. It opens up her eyes.
Yeah,
her eyes
that we
look
see in the next episode. I noticed that too. She looked like a different person
she
in wedding makeup.
She does it just on the side and she doesn't blend it enough far forward. And she often picks like a grayish blue and it gives her a black eye look. She needs to go towards some more pinks.
It also ages her. It makes her look older.
It makes her look older. Y'all, when you're Chelsea's coloring, blues and unless it's a warm gray, but cold grays aren't going to look good on you. I know, because Poodle and I have the same coloring, and those look terrible on us.
Yeah, I look like a Vulcan or a Romulan. You don't know what that
Nerd.
Is.
Nerd. I know a Vulcan.
Yeah, live long and prosper. You can't do it.
Can't do it with that hand. I can do it with this one, kind of.
So, anyway, y'all.
You do it with both.
They're in their... Yes.
Oh, yeah, you have piano fingers.
They're in their slutty boudoir shoot. I'm
of two minds about it. Oh, that's what I was going to say. And if it wasn't that, she was like, I want to show him off. Have a sex-positive shoot. Do that. Like when women, usually, although I do know some gay men who have done some boudoir shoots because we live in Los Angeles. But... Like one of my friends, he turned 40. He wanted to have like a naked photo shoot. He worked really hard. He said, this is going to be the best shape I'll probably be in my life. I want to show it off in something I remembered I achieved a goal. And I went, great.
Who would you show it to with a naked photo shoot?
He said, it's for me.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not to show it.
That makes sense.
He said, I did it for me. And I went, great. I think that's so, but again, it was just the way.
For me.
For me. The way it was talked about. I was just watching that last night. I'd never seen the version of Angela Lansbury singing it. It was on YouTube.
Oh,
like the last little minute of it.
Yeah. It's gay.
So. Gay.
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 If you're
gay.
If you're yeah.
Someone just screamed gay at us.
If your straight husband is Googling now Angela Lansbury and Gypsy.
Or worse, if you've ever had a fight about the best Gypsy.
Woo, he real gay. He gay.
Yes, it turned to a Lansbury. There are no other options. Those are fighting words. Yeah. I will say I enjoyed.
Oh, no, you can't go into this.
I will say at the bottom of the list, this is gonna hurt people's feelings who saw it. I would say Bernadette Peters. I saw her, so I can say I just don't. She's not type-wise right for it.
Didn't Sondheim say though that was his like one of his best casts for that's what he
that's
imagined
what he wanted
in the role.
Yeah.
So I think she was one of his favorites in the role.
Yeah, but he didn't write the book.
Yeah.
Vocally, yeah. Sondheim had weird opinions about actors.
Yeah, no shit. No shit. All right, so they take their thing, then they sit and talk, and he brings up his mom.
They're really pushing this idea of, are you going to be able to get married without your mom's approval?
So I watched the segment and I went, wait a minute. Are they a sure bet and we're getting a bit of fraudacity?
That is what I wrote too.
It feels that way.
Because it seems like they're trying to create this unrealistic obstacle for them.
I don't want them to get married.
I absolutely don't want to.
I don't want it.
At the end of this episode, we could probably tell you. We can make production. Or no, at the end of episode 12.
Yeah.
We'll make our predictions.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're up for the wedding.
Episode 11.
11.
Can we talk about Tiffany and Brett? There's not a lot here. Y'all,
no, yeah.
They're a sure bet. If they're not.
Because at the end of episode 11, you see Brett saying something like, this day was supposed to have no surprises, and you see Tiffany crying. If Tiffany says no, because Brett's going to say yes.
There's going to be rioting in the streets.
If she says no, I'm never watching Love is Blind again.
Oh, I'll watch it. I'll find somebody else.
I will too. It's too good. I got to watch this show. If Tiffany says no, I'm going to think on it.
There is, to me, there's no universe where, in all the parallel universes, there's no universe where both of them say no.
Yes.
I can see one of them saying no. I don't think it would be her.
Brett's not going to say no.
But you know what? He's not going to. But I don't think she would either.
But she's the one that's starting to, quote, have doubts now. And they're trying to put, because she's stressed about the wedding
planning.
She's
too level-headed.
And she's a good actor. She really is crying a lot.
Y'all, she's very stressed, and he just kind of hugs her and holds her. That's, you know what? I want to say that's sometimes the best comfort instead of talking someone out of something.
You scream at me and say, don't touch me.
For most people.
Or maybe it's different with someone you're boning.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah. I don't, when you feel like Lenny of Mice and Men on
y'all,
me.
Y'all, because if you're crying in a suit.
With your like ham hock limbs.
That happened to me one time. I was walking down the street, walking to my car. I parked my car and this like young girl was by high school and she was crying. And I said, girl, you, I called her. I said, girl, you crying over a man? And she was like, yes. And I said, don't cry over him. He's a piece of shit. Mary laughed and I went up and gave her a hug.
She could have stabbed you.
She could have.
You need to stay out of people's business.
What? She was hurting. I made her laugh.
She shouldn't have come up to you.
You know what? I like to heal people. And for the record, the sissies agree that I would be a good doula. They came for you on that.
Hey, there was like a sampling of four people.
You know what? And they all said yes.
Someone did say you might actually have to touch the places and know where they are.
That's in the human fine. Body. I'll do it with my doula residency.
So y'all, they're fine. The one thing he says,
I don't know. I'm nervous.
She's been stressed. He gets a seaplane. They go out on a seaplane,
like Danger Bay.
What?
Danger Bay. I've talked about that show. I used to watch it on Disney Channel.
I've never seen it.
So good. Loved it.
Again, I feel like Disney Channel was the only thing you watched for a
certain
age.
Or they recycled Canadian shows and then played it on the Disney Channel. Because that's where I'd watch that. And I think Today's Special, which was a Canadian show too. I love that. You would love that show. It's about a gay mannequin who comes to life and dances. It just helps a woman put clothes on and helps a woman decorate a gift shop. Like at Dillard's at
that
night.
That show does sound very gay.
You would love it. Yes. There's a talking rat. You would love, I should make you watch an episode of Today's Special.
I think we've got a lot to do.
They put on a little jaunty hat on the mannequin and they have to say, Hocus Pocus Alamogocus, and they make him come to life. It's basically like he's straight during the day. He has to be stiff and rigid, and then at night he becomes gay. Oh my God, this is a queer allegory. Just like everything else we watch.
This is unhinged. We need to move on.
But don't you have that? You talk about things you liked as a child and you realize it was just so queer.
Everything I watched.
Wonder Woman. This something you watched that was about something
Wonder
in France.
Wonder Woman was an allegory. I think it was just gay.
Yeah. Although, don't watch that movie about the William. That's a terrible movie and it's not true.
What?
The movie they made about William Marston Wilson, the creator of Wonder Woman. It came out like 5 years ago. It's with the gay guy who played Gaston in Beauty and the Beast from Australia, who's gorgeous and has a nice dick.
Luke Evans.
Luke Evans was in it, and he played like, because they had a, it was like a, it was like a polyamorous household.
Who saw this movie?
It was popular.
Do you know the name of it? I shouldn't even ask.
Mr. Martin and his many women, but they try to say that the women had a sexual relationship, and they did not. It was more of a polyamory where they both were just dating the same man. Who cares?
Riveting.
Well, you asked.
Yeah, I'm sad. Sorry, I did. So, y'all, he surprises her with little photos, and she's like, you know, she's like, he sees more than I see in myself.
He's a photographer. So
what else does he do?
He took for her.
What does he not do?
And they have champagne, and he said, oh, how I'm ready to marry you. You got me, Tiffany Pennywell. She gets goosebumps. And she said, that makes me feel so good.
Should we talk about Micah and Paul?
I wrote one sentence.
They're making their own wedding bands. A blacksmith. That is so fucking Seattle.
It's true. I would not want to make my own wedding band. I want a pretty wedding band that someone made that's an expert.
I think it's sweet, actually.
It probably looks like shit.
It probably does. I think they probably worked on it a little bit. They just didn't finish after working on it like a fucking blacksmith.
Now, if they both were like, well, he already gave her a ring, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure there's a refining process. Anyway, I wrote down in this thing, I said, Micah's going to say yes.
I think they're both going to say yes.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of rooting for it because I think they actually kind of balance each other out.
I agree.
I kind of think Paul lets Micah be her real self.
She's kind of mellowed for me. I still don't really like her.
We get OG Micah next episode.
Yeah,
don't,
we do.
Don't you worry, y'all.
There's a little bit of Kwame and Chelsea where he is calling her mom, or he's calling mom. And y'all, he has to leave a voicemail for his mother. Is his mother Carmen Sandiego?
Yes, 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 yes. No one knows where she is.
Or maybe Lynn Thigpen, who was the chief, because maybe she's busy.
I think.
What excuse does his mother have to be not incommunicado for weeks?
It's a piece of shit mother thing to do. You talk about how close you are to your child, and you're so close to your kid, but because...
But then she's like, I don't want her to take my name because I haven't asked my mom yet. And I wrote down, your mom doesn't get that option if she's not talking to you.
I thought, and we kind of get a little bit this more, I know it's a culture thing, but I thought, is she pissed off because Chelsea's white?
Maybe.
And they're not talking about that.
Maybe.
They
did say she wanted me to marry a Ghanaian woman.
They say that in next episode. But even in this, I was like, I wonder if that's the reason. I kind of think it is.
Zach and Bliss, this scene, meeting dad, Shaw, and his stepmom. And she says, my dad hasn't really cared for most of my boyfriends. I think she undersold this one.
I think she undersold this one. But you know what? I think it's better than to completely freak him out.
Yeah. I will say, this is kind of like combining that MTV show, like Date My Kid or Date My Mom, with Fear Factor.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they've given us one of the most hard-ass, passive-aggressive fathers who's just being shitty. And I know my mother would be passive-aggressive if I did something like this. She also would know a camera was right there. And she wouldn't want to eviscerate me or make me look stupid on camera.
I think this might be a little bit of some of my parents if I did something this quickly. But again, because of the camera, I don't think they would have done that.
This guy, Shaw, doesn't give a fuck.
He does not give a... He's like, well, do you ever fish?
Golf?
Golf. And Zach's like, no, not really. And he says, okay. And then...
He's like, well, then there, you know...
What do you do, kid?
I'm a lawyer, and the worst crime in the world is having a suspended license, third degree. And you know what? It's the worst crime, and, like, I just don't think... I think it should be, like, civil court and this court, and, like, that's what my old idea about the law happens, and, like, the party of the first part, and the party of the second part, and the party of the third part, and I need some water because my throat's dry.
You like football?
No.
Fuck.
Y'all,
this,
and Zach just goes, I'm a talker, because he's so nervous.
No shit, son.
I found it even more endearing. I didn't think that I could find, and I know he's weird, but I have a soft spot for him.
Say it.
You know what? I find him just cute in an adorable way. I don't necessarily want to bang him, although I wouldn't turn him down. I think they're really good together.
This is why I'm worried about Brett. Why I worry about everyone, because think of the turn that has happened. We just drug Jackie through the mud.
Yeah.
And now you want to suck Paul or suck Zach's dick.
Maybe. Let's be honest. I always want to suck Zach's dick. Yeah.
But would you have admitted that on episode 2?
No, I would not have.
When he sang about the Blarney Stone, would you have sucked his dick?
No. You know what? Now I look back when I look back in hindsight, looking at my hind.
Mm-hmm. Kind of the way a dog looks at their ass when they fart, you know?
Just got to chew on their ass a little bit. When I'm chewing on my ass, I think of... That took a lot of chutzpah to do. It was awful, but it was done out of earnestness.
Of telling someone he wrote a song that actually wasn't written for her?
Yeah, that was shitty.
Well, you're already putting some poodle-colored glasses on it.
I think they probably told him to do that, to say
wow,
that.
You're defending him now,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
This is why I'm so scared of what's going to happen. I'm worried now Tiffany's going to say no.
So, the thing about... I didn't hate the way the dad talked to Zach as much as I hated the way
he talked to
his fucking daughter.
Also, if my sister didn't take her fucking sunglasses off when we sat down for a table inside, my mother, what would your mother say if you sat down on television?
Take your sunglasses off.
And then what if you said no? My mother would reach up and pull them off of my face.
Take them off.
And she put them in her purse and she said, you'll get these when I think you're ready to have them.
Wow. So anyway, y'all, dad basically says, well, good luck to you. And then turns her attention to the daughter. And he's like, you know, I tried with your sister. You know, she got married to a guy who worked. So this is not only him saying, all my daughters make terrible decisions, and I'm the only one who's right. This guy is shitty.
Yeah, he's shitty. Because in one way, this is the most realistic reaction we've had.
It is.
Because I think a lot of parents would react this way. But now that he's lumping her into this, I was like, oh, this guy just seems... And the way Bliss was responding to him, you can tell he's talked over Bliss her entire life. He feels like, I'm your parent, you just respect me no matter what.
Did you notice when Bliss says, well, here's the thing. You and my mother's divorce really impacted me, and I don't ever want to get divorced. And Dad's
I don't
like,
want to participate.
Well, you're heading toward that. And then at one point, she's like,
he said, don't fool yourself.
But when, and Zach says, well, you don't really, she's like, to be honest, he's like, sir, you don't really know about me. And Bliss says, interrupts her father. Let me tell you about him. You don't know him because he's been through a lot of the same things that you have. And I was like, good for you for standing. This Bliss did something that was the hardest thing to do is to stand up to an overbearing father.
I love her so much.
She's my favorite person on this season.
I think she is my favorite. She is overtaking Tiffany because now I'm afraid Tiffany's going to say no.
Love her. And... I just think Dad was acting shitty. They may have been trying to get him to go further.
No, I think this is Dad. I think this is Dad. When you let your child wear sunglasses in the middle of a shoot, you're an asshole.
You're not
parent.
Getting past that.
You're not. I'm going to say you are not a good parent if you do that.
Okay. That's the show, y'all. That's the show. This is a long one. This episode was another hour. This is the season with the most long episodes we've ever had.
I don't care. They all flew by for me. All right. Speaking of flying by, we're going to jump into episode 11 because I'm ready to recap episode 11 so that way I can go home and immediately watch episode 12 and know what happens.
Yes, because we have those early. So.
Oh, all right, everybody.
Oh, suck it, y'all. We get it early. I'm going to know before you.
So kind. Go to realitygaze.com. Again, we'll see you at the live... God, I hope this doesn't blow up in our face with internet connection.
Y'all will go
don't
nuts.
You fuck
when,
us.
When Cocaine Bear comes into Kwame and Chelsea's wedding.
Don't you fuck us with putting us in Orange County by this.
I can't make any promises for Orange County.
If you make this not special, I'm going to blame you for the next year.
You know what? It's not my fault.
All right, everybody. We'll see you on that again. But fuck this. We got to go to the next episode. So Poodle, when you want to ghost a guy and just fuck some other guy because you know he's going to, I feel like you would know this, because he's going to slap you and choke you and toss you around a little bit.
And I asked myself on the way to his apartment at 3 a.m.
Yes.
Is love blind?
catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.